Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Today on the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to talk about a little bit further on what I call visionary leadership. And when we look at visionary leadership, it's really realizing your future. And what this looks like through a crisis, whether it looks like on your organic business on an ongoing basis, really you need a baseline or a visionary leadership behind that. And this is what I call the how to realize your future through a crisis. And I felt that was really appropriate, again, as we go through this crisis, and it doesn't seem, even though we've kind of seen the light at the end of the tunnel here after 18, 20 months of having to deal with this, that it kind of keeps creeping back into everybody's strategy. So when we look at visionary leadership and the strategy around how to realize your future, making sure that you stay on track, and in order to determine your future, you need to analyze several things. And when you look at where you're at today, it's really analyzing the past and the current state of your industry. And what I mean by that is that taking a step back, taking a deep breath through a crisis on a visionary leadership and saying, well, where are we at today and where have we been in the past? And really, what's the state of our industry? And the reason that I say this is because in order to define opportunities going forward, you need to understand what's happened in the past and be able to adapt to that, take corrective action, set your vision, and execute your strategy. So this is especially true when we look at the current state of the pandemic where we're at today, and how quickly everybody has had to pivot. I don't care what industry you're in and where you're at or what product you make or what type of service you provide. The ability to update and change in the way that you operate has been critical to success of companies. With Liquid Mind, we have many global brands that we work with, both big and small. And what's great about that perspective is it allows me to kind of convey to you what others have done to successfully work through this pandemic. And then also what I like to say is learning from failures. And not everybody is successful when they pivoted through this pandemic. So really understanding this visionary leadership that's required to take you through this crisis, it's as important, if not important, as managing that vision when everything's going great. And when everything's not going great, you can't lose sight of what your vision is. And there's a couple rules that I put up on the board that I talk with on our brands is adapt or die. And what I mean by that is you can be stubborn through this crisis. You can think that everything is going okay and eventually things will change and go back to normal, or you can adapt. You can look for opportunities, and that's again why I say looking at the past and the current state of your industry and where are you at today and what are some opportunities you can adapt to that will allow you to gain market share, to gain global distribution, to take steps ahead of your competition, to be more innovative, to disrupt your industry. This is a significant opportunity for those that are willing to take the risk and those that understand innovation process and the ability for you to disrupt in your industry. And so one thing I put up there again is adapt or die, change or die, a slow death. And what I mean by that again also is that adapting is part of the normal evolution of a brand, and brands evolve over time. I don't care if we're going through a crisis, if we're coming out of a crisis, whatever it happens to be, everything evolves. And so not everything goes up. As in the stock market, we've seen, it's very similar to that. The eventual goal and projection of the market is up. And that's predominantly what I see with brands as well, but you have to adapt. And when you look at an analogy of the stock market, and it's a great analogy because you look at companies over the years that have been part of the S&P 500 and how many have gone away. And it's a significant portion of the previous S&P that have gone away and new companies have come in. Now, going away means they just went away. And more often than not, it's because they didn't adapt and they died a slow death. Whatever it happens to be, it just happens to be expedited through a crisis. So those visionaries that can adapt, can take advantage of opportunities, find a way to be successful through crises, are the ones that are generational brands that are still here today. So I say either way, you need to analyze your path forward, your future. You know, what is your vision? Put that up on the board and make sure that you understand what your vision is and how committed you are to it and how you're going to execute this strategy to realize your vision. It does not change in a crisis. That is a solid foundation of all generational brands as they have a vision. Stick to your vision. You need to adapt during crises. You need to adapt in downturns in the market. You need to adapt because everything changes. So it just happens to be through a crisis that it's expedited. That's the only difference when I look at the brands and what I try to instill in leaders of brands is take a deep breath. Listen, this is just a crisis that you're going through that will pass, but it's part of adapting and evolving as your brand continues to grow and expand on a global level. So when I work with these global brands who have successfully, let's just say, pivoted during this pandemic, I've found several key principles that each of them have adopted with Liquid Mind to ensure they're clearly translated and everybody understands their role in this brand's overall long-term success. And what you have to understand is it takes more than one person. A person can set the vision, but the execution is done through the team. So communication is extremely important during a crisis. So when you're adapting, when you're growing, when you're changing, when you're evolving as a brand through this crisis, communication is extremely important. And I can tell you one of the things when I talk about with a slow death and I talk with brands and I talk with executive leaders on how to work through a crisis, communications is of extreme importance. Because many times what we come across when we've seen it, when you go through a crisis, the first button that you push is being able to find ways to save money, number one. Number two, where does that come from? More often than not, it comes from laying people off or finding more efficient processes or reductions in costing through your sourcing, contractors, whatever it may be. But you can see the number one thing I put up there was layoffs. And that's an inevitable issue that you have to deal with as a brand. And as a result, not communicating properly as to the future, short-term and long-term, of where the brand is going as you work through this crisis is a significant hurdle for brands and visionary leaders to overcome. So making sure that as we talk about what are these principles that brands have adopted as they go through these crises, communication of is extreme importance. And I don't care if it's the low person on the totem pole or the high person on the totem pole, each has to understand what that vision is and each needs to be committed to that long-term success in ensuring that vision gets executed within the company. So everybody is part of this success puzzle. So what are these principles that these brands adopt and what of these success principles, when you take this deep breath, you come out of this fog, what's the first thing that you put up on the board? And the first thing that I was, one of the first things I should say I put up there is what I call futurecast. You know, take time to evaluate in an executive level to clearly understand this new landscape. And future casting can also be ideation. It can also be where are we at? Where are we going? What's our vision? How have things changed? Do we need to adapt? Do we need to execute differently? Do we need a new technology in order for us to be more efficient? It's really future casting of, hey, this is where we're at today. This is where we've been in the past, and this is what the future looks like. So how are we going to adapt? So take time at the executive level first to clearly understand this new landscape. And I say the executive level because the visionary is the one, and the executive team has to translate this down to the functional level roles of everybody inside of your company to ensure that everybody understands what the strategy is and how you're going to move through this crisis. And this could be anything from customer engagement, process evolution, market development, and where you can find opportunities not just to sustain them, but to grow. And so when you future cast, you're looking at things you need to change and opportunities you see within your marketplace to grab market share, to evolve, to disrupt, and to find innovations that will put you in a leadership role if you're not currently there. It's an opportunity for those that are not in a leadership role to go after those that are. Because what I've seen with small companies versus big companies, obviously, it's the turtle and the hare, right? It's the rabbit runs a whole heck of a lot faster than the turtle does. And many times large companies, when they're going through a crisis, even though they've got a good cash position, they don't necessarily have a position where they can adopt things with speed, unlike a small company can. So many times when I'm talking with small companies we work with Liquid Mind is they'll feel, what, how are we going to be able to achieve market share against somebody that's in a leadership position when year after year they continue to grow and expand and we get smaller? So these are opportunities for these small to medium-sized companies to go after the leader in their market category and be able to grab market share from them. So future casting, get together with the executive team, making sure you understand and also identify line item by line item every specific process in your execution of your vision and ensuring that either you're adapting or changing where you need to ensure that that process stays in place and that people underneath you and people within those functional roles have the tools to successfully execute that strategy going forward. The second thing is reimagining. Take your future cast strategy and step back and reimagine what it would take to execute your new future. It's an interesting strategy because when you look at it, future casting is really this 30,000 foot level, but it's really definitive. I mean, it's relative to what's been done in the past, where you're currently at, as well as what the market landscape looks like and how you're going to attack it. Reimagining is, okay, let's put these pieces of the puzzle in place and let's start making sure that all the steps along that path to ensuring that we're successful are put in place effectively, efficiently, and the tools that we need in order to manage this process going forward. So, and I always call strategy as a process. You know, there's stepped processes to strategy. And those that skip over steps that are a definitive, clear 1, 2, 3, 4 step strategy to implementing your process, those that skip steps are the ones that are inevitably end up failing. So making sure that you have that step process, but reimagining is that next step that you take after future casting. So until you take a step back, reset, yeah, you'll not see the big picture of your future. So you want to make sure when you're reimagining that, again, taking your future cast strategy, stepping back and reimagining what it would take to execute this new future that you see in front of you. And until you take that step back, you'll not see what that big picture looks like and what your future can be. So it's a pretty cool process, but one that you want to make sure it's a very efficient step-by-step process that you take. So step-by-step, how to implement your future is that reimagine. The third is the reality check. Okay, so you've got your future cast set, you've reimagined the future. Now it's going to be flexibility, what I call flexibility. So not everything's going to go perfect. You have your process in place. You have your new strategy. You've future casted. You know where the opportunities are. You know how you're going to attack your competition. You know how you're going to implement this new process or this new technology to make you more efficient and more cost effective, and as a result, more competitive in the marketplace. But you need to be pliable. Be ready to pivot if necessary. Not all plans are bulletproof. So you may need to reinforce or rearrange your plan. You know, there's nothing more frustrating than a team that doesn't have the proper tools in order to execute a strategy. I have not been with or worked with a brand that hasn't had the team wanting it to be successful. So the problem is not having a strategy that's pliable or flexible, that if things aren't going right, you need to pivot or change. So flexibility is the third point of successful companies that have worked through a crisis. Number four, which is probably the most important for everyone, but most importantly, the visionary and the executive team, is a word: commitment. Once you've defined the future, stay committed to its success. Again, there's nothing more frustrating than talking with a team where there isn't a clear strategy. And if there is a clear strategy, that it changes all the time. You know, let's do this, and then today, and then tomorrow, let's do this, changing. It's not an evolution. It's actually changing, which is the frustrating part. And it all comes from a lack of commitment. So your team, your brand, and your future are dependent on this top-down commitment. So make sure that when you put these plans in place through a crisis, that you understand commitment is a substantial requirement to the success of the company, both short-term and long-term. And every generational brand that I've been with and worked with at Liquid Mind has had these steps in place and had a process in place that they're not skipping steps, that they follow these. They take a deep breath. They get the executive team pulled together, the visionary, defining who they are as a brand and as a company, looking at the situation and making changes where necessary, but having a vertical plan in place that allows them to be more competitive, more cost-effective, and more efficient as a team. So step number one is future casting. Again, taking your time at an executive level to clearly understand what this new scant landscape looks like. The second is reimagining, taking your future cast strategy and taking a step back to reimagine what it would take to execute this new future. The third is flexibility, pivoting, understanding that not all things work out the way you want them to, but adapting and changing, and flexibility, the pliability to change your plans, but to implement a process that makes sense for everyone. There's nothing more frustrating than to have a plan in place that isn't flexible and you're not going anywhere. It's effectively this one step forward, two steps back. And the fourth is, again, commitment of the top leadership of your brand and company to executing this vision and ensuring that through this new crisis that you have a process to work through it, committed to it long-term for your team, your brand, and a top-down commitment to being the best in your marketplace. So again, in conclusion, I'll say that, you know, not all plans are successfully integrated or implemented, but taking a deep breath, taking a step back, visionary leadership, and, you know, and how to realize your future through a crisis, you know, not all of these are successful, but those that have a plan will be the ones that win the race long term, and those that are those generational brands that are still around today, So make sure that you understand where you're at in the marketplace. Have a plan and a process going forward and stay committed to its success. I wanted to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles podcast. And hopefully you find the information that we put out each week very useful. And what we found through reviews and when we were originally putting together their Visionary podcast was found both personal and professional advice as well as information those listening to the podcast were looking for. So we wanted to be unique in that way, and hopefully you found that to be the case. And appreciate the reviews that you've been sending in, and we would certainly appreciate you signing up for our newsletter as well, which is an expansion upon what you're seeing on or hearing on the Visionary Chronicles podcast. And you can find that at two locations. One is bryansmeltzer.com, BryanSmeltzer.com, or our company site, liquidmindsite.com, LiquidMind, site.com. So we would appreciate any reviews, additional reviews, comments you may have. Sign up for the newsletter, and we look forward to talking with you next week.